By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump took his tough law and order message to Kenosha, Wisconsin Tuesday, where protesters turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, several times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. Trump is shifting the election battle against Democrat Joe Biden from a verdict on his coronavirus pandemic response to an issue of law and order here in the United States. Former Vice President Biden is holding on to his months-long lead over President Trump in nationwide polling, with the election some 9 weeks away. But surveys show the race is narrowed and is even closer in key battleground states that are likely to determine the outcome. The U.S. decides the presidency through an indirect form of democracy, not by the national popular vote, but in the Electoral College, where the winner in each state receives all of that state's electoral votes. Each state's number of electoral votes is based on its population. Trump and Biden are scheduled to debate each other three times, once later this month, and twice in October. Vice President Mike Pence and Democrat Senator Kamala Harris are to debate only once in early October. A U.S. think tank released satellite imagery showing North Korean troops and vehicles practicing for a major military parade despite the country's ongoing coronavirus restrictions. Commercial satellite imagery surveyed by 38 North showed formations of troops and vehicles at a parade training ground. North Korea has been widely expected to hold a major military parade on October 10th this year to mark the 75th anniversary of the Workers' Party of Korea. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.